now from Hollywood with Andy and Virginia, let's turn back the clock.
Well, good morning.
Hi there.
Welcome to another program of new and old recordings from our own personal collection.
David Carroll's orchestra with Jack Halloran Cora singing You Are Mine.
Well, this melody, of course, was borrowed from a beautiful aria from the Puccini opera La Boheme.
I love the way you say borrowed.
And I mean it, boy. Here's a soundtrack version of the original as we turn back the clock to 1950, when from the MGM picture Nancy Goes to Rio, Jane Powell sang Musetta's Waltz.
Sta mira, anywhere. And there's a sentimental boy beside you, waiting to hear that you care.
Nice.
By the Johnny Otis Group. That was Please Come Out of Your Dream. And it's from the Ken Murray Blackouts of 1959.
In 1930, this next recording was privately made and paid for by the artist who even added a male quartet. He was real flush back there in those days. As you'll hear when we turn back the clock to this very rare recording, I doubt whether he has one himself, of Ken Murray singing Boom Boom.
Wait a minute, Steve. What's the matter, Ken? The public don't want to hear piano solos on records, but they want to hear a hot tunes. How about it, boy?
That's right.
Let's sing that brand new number we just learned, that one entitled He Filled His Fountain Pen with Iodine and Wrote Her a Poison Letter.
Okay.
Out west on the Isle of Faden, there lives a little dark-skinned maiden, and she plays a
flute.
What's more, on the Isle of Faden, this pretty little dark-skinned maiden does a little dance so cute. And when she does the hula hoop, the boys all come for miles. When she swings, the boys all sing and play on the big bass file. They go
boom, boom, boating on the gate, and boom, boom, gating on the moat, and boom, boom, hooch, gooch, goo.
Say, you chase me, and I'll chase you.
Boom, boom, all night long they croon beneath the moon.
She shakes in and she shakes out, and when she shakes, the boys all shout.
Boom, boom, boating on the gate, and pretty little boom, boom tune.
One night on the Isle of Faden, this pretty little dark-skinned maiden threw away her
fiddle.
Her dance, it got rude as she got nude and then got nude a boy. It was a beaut. The sheriff came and shouted, stop, where's the dancing bell? Took one look, pulled out his gun and started in the yell.
Boom, boom, boating on the gate, and boom, boom, gating on the moat, and boom, boom, hooch, gooch, goo.
Say, you chase me, and I'll chase you.
Boom, boom, all night long they croon beneath the moon.
She shakes east and she shakes west, and when she shakes,
Boom, boom, boating on the gate, and pretty little boom, boom, too.
And now, Virginia, who continues with Turn Back the Clock?
Well, Andy, here's a new cha-cha version of an old favorite by Guy Lombardo.
Guy Lombardo.
Thank you.
Well, were you waiting for that last note?
That's that Guy Lombardo, boy.
That was Guy Lombardo's Royal Canadians.
Yes, sir.
Playing a brand new cha-cha version of the St. Louis Blues.
You know, this fella also recorded one of the choice old versions of the very same classic.
He did?
Yeah,
well, I didn't know that. How about that?
Recorded over 1,200 times since it was written in 1914 by the late W.C. Handy. The St. Louis Blues was first recorded by the Lombardo organization in 1939. Some of the lyrics may not sound familiar, but let's turn back the clock 20 years ago with Guy Lombardo playing the St. Louis Blues.
Let my fruit trees be.
That was Art Mooney and his orchestra playing Bye Bye Blackbird.
Mort Dixon and Ray Henderson wrote Bye Bye Blackbird in 1926, and it's been around ever since. Here's one of the original recordings as we turn back the clock to 32 years ago when George Olson and his music featured the popular vocal trio from his orchestra singing Bye Bye Blackbird.
Well, Virginia, I guess that's all the time we have today.
Afraid so, Andy. But folks, thanks for tuning in.
And whether your choice of music is with Virginia for the new selections,
or whether you like to reminisce with Andy,
join us when we gather around the turntables tomorrow morning to
Turn Back the Clock.
Turn Back the Clock has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.